Proclamation number 6209 of 9th of March, 1955. Increased suffering during the time of the end. Much will be laid upon you to bear, for it is the time of the end. All your lives will come to an end on this earth, and many people will therefore be called away from life prematurely. The time of the embodiment as a human being is shorter and therefore also more arduous. What some people had a long lifespan at their disposal for, others have to achieve in a far shorter time, and this is the explanation for the measure of suffering and hardship imposed on those people who are supposed to mature on earth in a short time and who are also able to do so with the right attitude towards God, with a correctly directed will and devotion to God, which is the guarantee that the human being will reach his aim. He alone knows what is necessary and helpful for each individual to achieve perfection. He knows about the inner resistance as well as about the will turned towards him. He knows about the degree of maturity of every human being and about his or her ability to develop. And where the resistance is still too great, where there is a danger that the human being will not pass his test of will on earth, there he applies particularly effective means of education so that this soul will not be lost, so that he will win it before the end is there. And to the same extent God's adversary works, sometimes with great success, because he has easier access to the human being's heart than God. Because the latter is still completely addicted to the world and does not want to know about a higher task on earth. And where the will is directed, that is also the soul's share. The decision of will has already been made, as it were, why the human being lives on earth. But God does not give up on worldly people as long as there is still a possibility to change the will, to change the thinking and the desire. He does not give up any soul as long as it is still embedded as a human being on earth. Yet his means which he then applies are painful and exceedingly sorrowful. After all, they are meant to have the effect of an intervention which is intended to save life. Strong resistance can only be broken through such means, because coercion cannot be used when it concerns the development of the soul. Time is rushing and life will weigh ever heavier on people so that they will come to realize that more is at stake than just earthly life, so that they will set themselves a different aim than they previously aspired to. But as soon as they have recognized the purpose of life, the burden no longer presses them to the extent that it seems unbearable to them. Then they also realize that they have lost nothing, but only gained, and that their possessions can no longer be taken away from them. Then they find peace because they have found God. Amen.